Shabbos, Perek Tesvav, Mishnah Aleph, 15:1. The Mishnah will now focus on the malachas for the next two Mishnayos of kosher and matir. That's tying knots and untying knots. In the time of the Mishkan, so they had need to tie ends of certain strings, etc., with the ureos, with the curtains, and perhaps also to make and unmake nets, fishing nets, to get the chilazon. So the Mishnah will say that tying a knot is indeed a chiv d'oraisa. Now, the Mishnah will give two examples. The examples are going to be the kesher gamalin and the kesher sapanin, the knot that the camel drivers use and that the sailors use. Exactly what this knot looks like is not clear, how they were tied, but how they functioned is that essentially when it came to the camel, you pierced the camel's nose and you made, let's say, like a leather strap or a rope through the nose and then tied it to make a ring. And that ring of, let's say, rope or leather to tie at the end would be affixed the camel forever. It's never going to come off. If you wanted to take the camel and say caravan, you would then thread ropes through that ring that you had tied to its nose. Similarly, we're talking about the sailor's knot. What we mean is at the prow of the boat, if you want to make a, you need to make a rope ring that will be the place through which you moor the boat to the dock when you bring it ashore. So again, that ring is a rope that you tie to the prow of the ship, and it's there forever. Once you tie the knot, you've got that ring there. There's no intention to ever undo that knot. Both those examples are for sure examples of what's called a kesher shel kayama, a knot that is intended to last indefinitely. And that's an essential ingredient of what makes a knot a durable knot, a permanent knot, for which one is chayav midoraisa. Now, there's another criterion, perhaps, that needs to be considered, and that is called that the knot should be a kesher uman. An uman is a craftsman, so we're talking about sort of like a well-trained knot maker making this knot. According to, and the feature, what the defining characteristic, according to the Shulchan Aruch, of what makes something a kesher uman is that the knot is tight and durable. It can be relied upon to stay closed forever. So uman, kesher shel uman, means that it's a durable knot, and kesher shel kayama means the knot is intended to last either for open-endedly, like indefinitely, or at least for a long period of time, different shitas. Now, according to the Rambam and the Rif, who the Bartner goes like, you need to have both of those conditions, both a kesher shel kayama and a kesher uman, a knot that is intended to stay closed forever, indefinitely, and indeed a knot that can be tight and stay closed durably forever and never come undone. So according to the Rambam and the Bartanura here, these are two examples, the camel driver knot and the sailor knot, of knots that are both shel kayama, intended to last forever, and from an uman, a professional knot. And according to the Rambam, the Rif, and the Bartanura, only meeting both those criteria will make a knot be a Isra D'oraisa to tie on Shabbos. Now, Rashi learns, not like that, Rashi learns that the essential ingredient is that it's a kesher shel kayama, that it's a knot that's intended to last. And as long as it's intended to last, according to Rashi, even for more than a day, according to the Rosh, the tour, maybe a week. But the point is, as long as it's a knot that is intended to last, you're already in and not be undone, so then you're already in D'oraisa territory. And so that's a big machlokas. Now, the Mishnah inside says, Elu kasharim, the following are the kinds of knots, shechayavan aleim, that you'll be chayav achatas, meaning these are D'oraisas. Kesher hagamalin, the camel driver's knot, and the kesher hasapanin, the sailor's knot. Okay. More on knots and the Durabanan potential interpretations of what I just said and implications in the next Mishnah. Here the Mishnah goes on to the Malach of Matir, the flip side of that, and says, Kashem, Ukashem Shuchayav al Kishuran, the same one is liable Midoraisa for tying such a knot for the Malach of Kosher, Kachuchayav al Heteron. If one unties such a knot, so he will also be liable for the separate Malach of Matir. Okay, so in other words, to be liable for matir, you have to undo a knot d'oraisa. Rabbi Meir omer, kol kesher shu yachol lahatiro ba'achas miyadav. Rabbi Meir holds that any knot that can be untied with one hand, even if it was intended to last forever, well, it wouldn't last forever. It's obviously not very good. And if that's a siman, that it's just simply not doesn't cut it in terms of a knot, and therefore knot that could be untied with one hand, in chayavan alav, you won't be liable for, meaning you're in just derabanan territory. The halacha, however, does not follow Rabbi Meir, meaning that one who ties a knot and the knot is intended to last forever, according to Rashi, that's all you need. If the knot's intended to last, then you're chayav for kosher, even if that knot could be undone with one hand. As far as the Rambam goes, again, you'll need to be meeting both criteria, both that it is intended to last indefinitely, and also that it's done in a way that's durable and could last indefinitely. But if somehow you have a knot that could be durable and tight and last forever, yet you have the ability to undo it with one hand, you would still be liable to midoraisa for such a knot, and the fact that one hand can undo it doesn't change things. Okay, more about this as we go straight on to the next Mishnah base.